This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So earlier we did talk about 3D jobs and how tech can be used to sort of like change the nature of it, maybe make it easier for workers. Or it might also have some other side effects as well. Because now we're seeing that drones are transforming palm oil production in Indonesia and Malaysia. This is after a Bloomberg report says that the drones are actually doing the work of 500 farmers right now.
Correct. So this is basically an interesting development when it comes to forest fires and haze, of course. And workers at Genting Plantations Berhad in Indonesia and also like parts of Malaysia are now using this technology to investigate the source of smoke and fire more than 1,000 kilometers away. So, you know, this is, I think it's a very practical solution considering the plantations spread across 22 million hectares, which is almost the size of the UK. So the farmers say they monitor satellite images twice a day, and if there are any hotspots near their boundaries, they will alert the plantation workers to take some action. If it's too far away, they can't access by road and all that, they'll send a drone to check, and the drones will then fly about, you know, 400 meters from the ground, and they collect images from remote inaccessible areas and then send them back, and then they can do something about it if there's fire or whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely right. Like, considering the sheer scope of the issue, right, I do think that having this sort of bird's eye view, or drone's eye view rather, is a helpful thing.
And mini helicopters, right?
Yes, pretty much. And the demand for drones from the agricultural industry has actually spiked drastically in recent years, accounting for over a quarter of the $2.7 billion in commercial drone sales in 2016. And this is, of course, a positive development for plantation companies who are trying to move away from more traditional methods. The report from Bloomberg also says that drone images covering 10,000 hectares can be reviewed by a computer in just 4 hours, whereas with manpower, it would take 20 people and 14 days.
At least 14 days,
at
actually.
At least, yes.
So basically, a single drone can capture images of about 2,500 hectares of oil palms a day, while a human can only cover 5 hectares. So that's a huge advantage and a no-brainer why you wouldn't use a drone. And besides spotting fires, drones are also collecting data, like to decide if the crops have enough water, whether they are, you know, well nourished, and even to find leakages in irrigation systems. So they're seeing how far reaching the benefits of using the drones now. So according to a study, global drone sales to agricultural businesses could reach more than $8 billion by 2026. And that's like 6 years away.
Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Yin Sun Holdings announced agreements with over a dozen banks for its refinancing deal. What's the update there?
Yeah, so this is regarding the vessel in offshore Ghana and involves a value of $800 million. And Yin Sun said the refinancing allows them to enjoy lower interest rates and also free up capital to be invested in future projects. So Yin Sun said the deal was oversubscribed by over 45%, and that it points to the strong support the company is getting from the financial community. So the counter closed down 1 cent at 6 ringgit and 63 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.